this heaven?
No. It's Iowa.
Molly and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Let's get out to the Home Run Inn hotline, Home Run Inn Pizza. Try it on the grill at your next tailgate. So I'm sitting at home reading the Sunday New York Times, and I see that the Field of Dreams has been purchased, and I see that it's a group led by Mike Stillman, and I yelled out to my wife, "Hey, I know this guy!" And let's get to the hotline and bring on Mike Stillman. Michael, how are you?
Molly, how you doing?
I am delighted for you. Congratulations. You
Hanley as well.
Yeah. I was actually in New York reading the New York Times. I'm thinking, I think I know that guy.
Oh, it's hilarious.
You know, you don't put on airs, Mike. I didn't know you had that kind of coin.
it's a lot of people coming together for a good cause.
Well, let's talk about it a little bit. Now, if you haven't been to the Field of Dreams, it was built for the movie Field of Dreams. And in the middle of this cornfield in Iowa is this they carved out this baseball stadium. We used to go there from Platteville. We would make the trek across Wisconsin into Iowa. I don't know. It was like 20 minutes to get in there and another maybe 40 minutes total from Platteville to get to the Field of Dreams. And it is absolutely a spectacular sight to behold there in the middle of the cornfield. And Mike, you've got great plans for this thing, right?
We do. It's part of a investment group, Go the Distance, LLC. And believe it or not, it's my wife is the brains behind the whole operation. She's the business, and I'm just giving her the business of baseball advice. But we have great plans, right? We want to make it into a premier baseball, softball facility, which really the Midwest doesn't have. A lot of people go out east to New York and down to Virginia and North Carolina, but this is something we lack. One thing, be clear, we are keeping the movie site intact, the home, everything. The diamonds are going to be an entirely different part of the property.
And, Mike, you have quite a history with this movie, both you and your wife. I mean, all of us who've seen the movie absolutely love it. You can watch it, multiple times. Every time it's on cable, you get sucked into it yet again. But, reading your backstory on this was really something.
Yeah, it was the first movie we watched that when we were dating at Bradley University. We were poor college students, so we rented a VHS, I believe it would have been, and watched in my dorm room. And I know I'm a romantic guy. That was our first movie. But it's been one of our favorite movies ever since.
Did you have a game of catch after?
Hey, easy.
That's not a euphemism. Stop yourself.
Absolutely.
Mike Stillman joining us. He's heading the group that has bought the Field of Dreams. Now, Michael, when I went there, it was bizarre. The two families were fighting over it. It was like it was on a property line, and I'm sure that's long since resolved. But it was bizarre. It was like there were two different places to go to get a little token to remember the trip. It was just really weird. The neighbors apparently weren't speaking to each other.
Well, that is long past, and the neighbors, the person, the group that owns it, the family that owns it, the Lansing, it's been in their family for years. They own it entirely, and they have a wonderful relationship now with all their neighbors.
When you did you happen to see the spoof, the NFL lockout spoof that was supposedly?
I did not.
It might change your thinking about the whole romanticism of the movie.
Oh, that was pretty funny. They did this spoof where it was like the players, build it and they will come, and the players were waiting to show up. So the ghosts of all these players basically were living in the farmhouse,
tackling the owners at every opportunity.
Funny.
Yeah,
it was funny.
You know what? If the NBA doesn't settle soon, maybe we'll have a good use for the house there.
Now, you're not moving up there, right?
Absolutely not, no. Okay. We're Chicagoans, and we'll have a group that is able to run it in a great fashion. In addition, we're going to have training there, Molly and Hanley. We hope to have a large dome there for, obviously you can't play baseball in Iowa all year long, and that'll be there in some of the top-notch training. That's what's going to differentiate us from a lot of these other different complexes.
And there are so many travel teams out there that, as you said, need winter places to go. I mean, down south, kids are playing year-round, and up here it's kind of limited, obviously, by the weather. What kind of timeline do you have to get the development up and running?
Well, just to be clear, we're not yet the owners. We have under contract, and there are a lot of hurdles that we have to jump through. But
you have to have the final walkthrough, and you know.
Well, it's a little bit more than that. But our goal is to have everything completed, and for opening day 2014.
Oh, that's fantastic. And Michael, as I recall the site itself, it is there's acres and acres of land around that.
193.
Is that right?
That's what you bought,
okay.
Right?
Exactly.
And so what you're going to do is you're going to move. You'll leave that. So that site will be in place, and then build fields and all sorts of diamonds and stuff. And as you mentioned, the indoor place. I mean, this is what's great about this. I've got friends that their kids are in Little League and they go down to the Hall of Fame and everything. But it's such a long way to go. I mean, this is obviously much closer to the Chicago area. Obviously, all the Midwestern states.
It really is. It's close to Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul, St. Louis, Milwaukee, Kansas City. So we'll have a real good area to draw from. And one little tidbit, people don't know this because of the whole economic problems we've had. There were more babies born in 2006 and 2007 than since the baby boom. So
really?
they're gonna need a place to play baseball and softball. And that's one of the reasons why our group really thought that this was a good idea.
Has there ever been, almost sacrilege, any talk of ever doing a sequel or even a prequel on Field of Dreams? You have the ghost of Adam Dunn. We got him. He's here.
Well, maybe we could put him out there and he'd be a little bit better next year because we are White Sox fans, as you
know. That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know, frankly, but the one neat thing is the opening and our target opening of 2014 of our group. That is the 25th anniversary, believe it or not. I know that make us feel old, of the movie.
Wow.
It was released in 89, so I don't know what Universal wants to do, but I'm sure they're probably looking at something.
Michael Stillman, the man who's heading the group that's bought the Field of Dreams, and hopefully the purchase goes through or really feels silly. But, Mike, I was telling my wife as I read this story, I said, among other things I said about you, and I said nice things about you because you're a good man, I said, this guy's caught like 15 baseballs at games. Yeah, how many balls? Remember we had this conversation, we were sitting at a game together? He's caught like, how many balls have you gotten at games?
It's about 15. I got one this year, too, by the way.
Is that unbelievable?
The best one is, and I tell the story, in 2005 at the first game of the ALDS, I left home in my suit, and I had a little bag to change in because I knew I was going to go to a lot of games, and Canerco hit the shot down the line, if you recall, and I caught it. It was just, just missed a home run. And the only problem is ESPN caught me on TV, and I had about 20 calls, including for my wife.
Sure looked like you.
Yep. Thank God I was with a buddy and not anyone else.
Yeah.
Hey, no.
Mercifully, you didn't bring the girlfriend. What?
No,
I'm kidding. All right, Mike. Hey, thanks a ton for jumping out with us.
Great.
Yeah, we're delighted for you. Really, whenever a friend of mine makes the New York Times, I get very proud.
Well, I appreciate it, guys, and thanks for the time.
All right, buddy. Mike Stillman, heading the group that's brought the Field of Dreams. That'll
Going be, the Distance LLC.
That'll be top
You
notch.
Know if you got LLC after your name?
It's a good deal.
Yeah, it's a good
that's
deal.
That's right, yeah.
Just sounds like you're big time.